Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you can also view it in video format at YouTube at georgetube.com. Ed Milet is an American keynote speaker, peak performance expert, YouTuber, and business leader who is the youngest person ever named to the President's National Leadership Advisory Board. Ed has his own podcast named The Ed Milet Show. And during the podcast, he talks about strategies and tactics that may help you transform and shape aspects of your life that you want to improve. On our podcast today, Ed talks about the power of belief. Listen to Ed.
So I was just visiting about this topic with my kids, and I thought you and I ought to visit about it too, because it applies so deeply to business. And that's the concept of belief and how that impacts our performance in everything in our lives. And I want you to think about belief for a second. See, if you're a good person, and that's really where this applies, is to good people. But good people will only let themselves, in almost any endeavor, any activity, good people only take from it that which they believe they deserve. Now, bad person, they'll always take more than they deserve, because that's what people without character do. But good people, and I hope you consider yourself a good person, they'll only take from something that they think they deserve. Let me give you an example. Let's say there was a pizza here we were going to serve. There's 12 people here. There's 12 slices of pizza. Well, you know how you'd react, and any good person. They'd either wait for everybody else to get their piece, or they only take one slice because they know that the other people there only would have one left for them. Bad person, they just take any time they want to, wouldn't they? So a good person will only take from any scenario that which they think they deserve. And that's a good thing. It's also a bad thing. Because ultimately what it comes down to in business is really this. When it comes to your business life or becoming affluent, saving money, getting financially independent, you'll only take from your life and from your business that which you think you deserve. And so really, almost more important than strategy is an internal identity. It's an internal belief that says, I deserve this. I deserve to be happy. I deserve to have this dream come true. I deserve to be financially independent. I deserve to be in the top 10 in my business. I deserve to be number one. Or my team deserves to. My family deserves to. And once you believe you deserve something, then you've at least opened the door to walk into the room of success. But prior to believing you deserve it, you can do all the work, all the calls, all the mechanics that the other people do. But if you don't believe you deserve it, you're never going to even walk into the room and sit at the table to have a chance to get your piece. The chair at the table, the space at the table, is only reserved for those who believe they deserve to be sitting there. And so hard work matters. Why does hard work matter? Well, hard work matters strategically, because if you make more phone calls, you do the old adage, right? Show up earlier than everybody else, leave later. But there's something more deep about that. Yes, making more phone calls, seeing more people, being more active, being busier, putting in more hours into something always gives you a strategic chance to be more successful. It's because you've increased your odds. You've talked to more people, you're more likely to get more prospects. You're more likely to get more clients or recruits or candidates for your business. So yes, strategically that increases your chances. But something powerful happens when you do things other people aren't willing to do. You begin to believe you deserve to have things other people won't have. And that's what gets you a seat at the table of success. Now, once you're there, it's a dogfight. It's a dogfight of skills and talents and luck and faith and circumstance and blessing and all that stuff. But to get to the table, to get into the room, you have to believe you deserve to be there. And so, again, I want to say this to you. The hard work part plays into shifting your identity. That over time, not even that long a period of time, when you're doing the things others are unwilling to do, you begin quietly to begin to believe that, oh, I deserve to be rewarded in ways these other people aren't going to be rewarded because I'm doing the things others won't do. And so the fastest way to change your identity, to change our belief, is just to flat get to work, to flat get there earlier, to flat leave later, to just make more calls, see more people, be more relentless, just pour ourselves into the work, because actually the hard work can in reverse impact our identity. And that's what begins to happen. When you start to do those things they won't do, you begin quietly to change your belief. That you begin to believe, oh, I deserve to sit at the table with these other people who do the things other people aren't willing to do. And that's the key in changing your belief. So ask yourself this question, honestly, in whatever business you're in. Have you done everything physically and mentally possible to to get yourself to that table, if you've done everything you're capable of doing, if you've been relentless and ferocious and invested so much time, effort, and energy, that inside you, you know you deserve to win. Or if you held something in reserve, if you've not really given it your best, if you kind of hoped you'd get a little bit luckier, maybe you've stuck your toe in it, or maybe you've given most of your heart to it, but not completely all your heart and all your effort and all your labor and all your energy because you want to have an excuse if it doesn't work. Or maybe you want to hold a little in reserve so you don't get your hopes up too much in case it doesn't work out. Well, it's that little bit of reserve you hold back that will ultimately keep you from sitting at the table of success. To get to that table, to sit up at the big boy and the big lady table, you're going to have to be giving it everything you've got so that inside there's a shift that takes place that says, ah, I deserve this. I believe I deserve to have whatever these things are I want to have. So ask yourself that question when this video goes away. Have you given it everything? And if you haven't, you got a chance today to change that. And ultimately, 30 days from now, completely change what you believe you deserve. And you're a whole new person with a whole new identity, with a whole new set of beliefs. Take care.
That's awesome. Now, for more from Ed Milet, simply search YouTube. And be sure to check out his website, edmilet.com. Ed's famous book, #MaxOutYourLife, can be found at his website and or amazon.com. Now, be sure to leave a link in the show notes. And remember, as the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today, I've been hanging out with Ed Milet. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bolling. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebolick.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bolick. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.